Okay, let's get into our discussion of Psachim Yerushalmi Daf Samach Zayin, and we are on Samach Vav Mabeis. Here we are, the last full daf here in the seventh parak of Psachim. As we continue, Psachim is 10 prakim long. If you remember, the first three prakim are in Yanim of Chametz and Matzah, as we discussed in Bali Rabbi Yimatze. That was all in this Masechta. And then the fourth parak was Makam Shenagu, all different types of halachas related to Minhagim, all different Minhagim, and started with Minhagim about not to do Malacha on the morning of Erev Pesach. That's how we got into it. Parak 5, the fifth parak through the eighth parak, is all about Inyanim of Karban Pesach. The ninth parak is about Pesach Sheni, and then the tenth parak will be about the Seder and issues relating to Pesach Halacha L'maisa today. So we are up to Samach Vav Mabez. Let's read the Mishnah again. The Mishnah speaks about splitting up the Karban Pesach. Shtei chaburos shayu ochlos b'vayis echad. If there are two chaburos, two groups that are eating one in one house, we mentioned that there's an issur of going out. Psul yotze, as we have an unusual psul yotze. Usually psul yotze is only out of Yerushalayim, if it is a kachay kalim, and out of the azara, if it is kachay kachim. But Karan Pesach, we know we have another yotze out of the chabura, or out of the house. One of those two, as we will see. So two chaburas, though, that are eating within one house. As we'll see, the Mishnah is like the Shita that says you can have two different chaburas. Eating in one house, or maybe eating from one Karban Pesach, right? It says the Karban Eida, Pesach Echad, Bebayis Echad. One Karban Pesach, two groups. But there was enough, it was a big Karban Pesach, and you have two groups that each could get a Kezias from the Karban Pesach. Each person could get a Kezias from the Karban Pesach. So you're eating it in one house. Elu Hofchim Peneim Eilach Va'ochlin. Velu Hofchim Peneim Eilach Va'ochlin. They could, the one group could face one way, away from the other group, and the other one could face away from the other group too. Right? It says the Karban Eida, Einan Srichin. They don't have to sit facing each other. They don't have to even make themselves appear like one group. Right? They could look opposite ways. Right? Even if they look like two groups, that's okay, because they can be two groups. That doesn't matter to us. Even two houses, you can split the Karban Pesach in, as long as they split it up originally. But so the, you could have two groups. So that pshat, the Karban Eida, based on Rishonim, that one, they're allowed to face the opposite ways. And so if you look in the Rambam might give, seems to give a different impression about what this halacha is, about whether they can or they must. They can or they must face other ways. If you look in the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach, Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, says the Rambam, Shtei Chaburos, Shehayu Ochlos B'Bayis Echad, Tzricha Kol Chabura Mehen La'asos La'hekif. First of all, each group has to make a border, has to make a group exactly what their area is. They have to like choose their and designate their borders. They have to make a hekif. Says the but let's just finish the line. Shenemar min abasar chutza mipi Shmua lamdu shetzarach litein lo chutza l'makom achilaso. There has to be an area. It sounds like the Ari Levim had a certain area around where you weren't allowed to plant in, and then you plant, you know, different usages. So it says here that shetzarach litein lo chutza, you have to have a place. Where is that? Learned from the Ketzavishta quotes. Nireh shalomad kain, since it says at the end of Ketzad Solon, exactly where we are in the Bavli. Brisa chutza tain la chutza. V'yafal gav de Rashi kasa de lo garesle nira de Rabbeinu garesle. Must be that the Rambam had that girsa about chutza. The Mari Kirkus also says Rashi zu shekasa Rabbeinu shezor klasos hekif lo mitzasiya. I didn't find this drasha. And then he quotes Mishdech Aburis, he quotes our Mishnah, and then quotes Pirish Rashi. Rashi the Karban Eida quoted Rashi, Zeloshono, Shochelas bi Pesachad by Sechad, Einan Srichim Lahasi biyachad, Ela Rashain Lahafak Pneim Elu Ve'eluch, Ve'elu Eluch, Fafilo Nir Kashdech Aburis, Loich Palan. That's what the Karban Eida says. Aval says the Katmari Kirkis, Aval Rabbeinu Mifarish Didavke Ka'amar, Shitzarach Lasos Kain, Shalo Yu. We didn't read the last line of the Rambam. Now let's go back up. Says the Rambam, Ve'elu hofchen nispanim ve'ehelech va'ochlen. Ve'elu hofchen nispanim ve'ehelech va'ochlen. Kedei shelo yiru or yeira'u mi'ur bavin. So it doesn't look like mixed up. You have one group that's like sitting far away from each other in two different areas. That's not acceptable. Right? If it's one group, they gotta be, look like one group. But if it's two group, it's gotta look like two groups. As the Rambam says, they need to. If they're in one house, they're sitting in different places, they have to look the other way. That's what the Rambam says. Srichos, as the Mari Kirkus points out, they have to do that so they don't look mi'urav. They don't look mi'urav. In this next line also, as we will see with the Mecham. So again, that's the Mari Kirkus, Kesavisha, but it's also interesting that Rambam, about a hecker. Good. Says the, about a hecker, hachutza, a border outside, an area that defines the group's, geographical location. Okay. So the Mishnah says the groups are eating in different facing the opposite ways. V'hamecham be'emsa. And the mecham, the big hot water urn that they're going to use to dilute their wine, is in the middle. And again, how do you read this? The Karbat Eida says here, based on Rashi, that even though it's mafsik between the chaburas, don't worry about having two, because you're allowed to have two. Right? And maybe the Rambam would say, you need this in the middle. V'hamecham be'emsa. That's what the Mari Kirkus again says. Quoting Tosfos, "V'mecham be'emsa mishum hecker nireh shedaitam shetzarech la'asos hecker delokarashi umashba shemidin nistalka mechitza lamarkin rabbeinu." Okay, ukish hashamish omei limzog, and when the shamish goes to pour and dilute the wine, kofet his piv, so he has to close his mouth. Umachzer is panav shemagiitz lachaburas of ochal. He can't eat until he gets back to his own group. Right, the waiter can't eat. Kofet his piv. So again, what does that mean? So you might say, does he have anything in his mouth? It might just mean that he, you know, should not eat, but it doesn't mean that maybe he has to do like a strong act to show that he's not eating. Says the Karbon Eida, again, soger ubolim es piv. He has to close his mouth. Umachzer es panav letzad chaburaso. If he's serving chabura A, if he's eating with Chabura A, if he's serving Chabura B, he really shouldn't face Chabura B. When he goes there, he kind of keep his face the other way, but his mouth closed. Umachzer es panav letzad Chabura, so, shalo yachsheduha, shuochlem Chabura acheres. The issue is, they shouldn't think that he's eating with another Chabura. So he has to make sure that he is not facing there, not chewing. Dein adam ochel b'shei b'beis batim. You can have two groups from one Pesach, but you can't have one person eating in two groups. And therefore, the Shamish in the middle should close his mouth, so there is no chshad. There is no chshad. Again, if you look on the Rambam seems to have a little different idea here. The Rambam seems to say that he has food in his mouth, and it's something more than just chshad. The Rambam in the following halacha, Dalad, Hayu Hamayim Shemoskim Bo Yenam Be'emsa Habayis Bein Shtei Achaburos Chashamish Omed Limzog Kofet Etz Piv Umachter Etz Panav Atshe Magia Etz Achaburaso V'Yachar Kach Ochel Mashi Befiv. So it's clear that the Rambam has, there's food in his mouth. Ochel Mashi Befiv. So if he has food in his mouth, he has to, you know, wait till he gets back to his Chabura. That's the Rambam. If you think about this, this is the Minchas Chinuch picks up on this. And he asks, what do you mean he has to wait till he gets back to his Chabura? Isn't that already a psul yotzei? Right? If he has food in his mouth and he takes it away from his Chabura, right? That's a psul. Right? Isn't that a problem? If you look in the Oz Dalin, Tezvav, Mitzvah Tezvav of the Chinuch is the Isser of yotzei. Shalola hotzi mi bizar pesach mi makom ha Chabura. Right, you shouldn't go out from the Magam HaChabura. The Minchas Chinuch has the question, what is the Isser of Yotzei? Is it the Isser of Yotzei to go out of your Chabura or to go into another Chabura? Right? What if you take it out of your Chabura, but you don't go into your someone else's Chabura? So that's his question here. He quotes the Braisa, Hamotzi, Psara Pesach, Bechabura LaChabura. The language of the Braisa on Daf Pehe in the Bavli. If you take Pesach, Mechabura LaChabura. Hamotzi b'shar pesach mechabura lechabura minayin Rabbi Ami. Hamotzi b'shar pesach mechabura lechabura nireh the dafka toha iser shelo yisir mechabura zu v'yanichenu mechabura cheres. Avalam hosi mechabura shelo v'yiniyach chutz lechabura so v'lo bechabura cheres einam mavur tihi chayiv. It's not explicit in these brises that you are chayiv. But if you look in the language of the chinuch here, shelo lehosi b'shar pesach mimakam achabura. Don't take it out from the Makam HaChabura. If you look in the Rambam, Ein motzien mechabura she'ochel ba, v'hamotzi kezayis ba'asur mechabura lechabura loke. So the Rambam has both Lashonos, right? Mitzchilas Lashon, the Rambam says, don't take it out mechabura she'ochel ba. Sounds like taking it out from the Chabura, even without going to another Chabura. U'besof halashon, but then he says, mechabura lechabura. So it's not 100% clear in the Rambam, which is it? Next halach in the Rambam. Psara plutz lachaburaso. Bein bezado. Velo kasav halasha mechabura lachabura. And the chinechir too, he doesn't say, ve'eni yodea ezadafka. So the minchas chinech says, I'm not sure which one is dafka. Im kalasha na gemara mechabura lachabura hu dafka. The kaf gazer akasav, you can't go to a different chabura. O efter to have dafka, vua din chutz lachaburaso sagi. Kalasha na Rambam. So he's not sure. Then Nira, and he says, I'll bring you a raya from our halacha. I'll bring you a raya from our halacha. Because he quotes the Rambam's lashon here, that the shamish, you have to have the minchas chinuch antennas on to pick up every little detail that the Rambam and the Gemara's quote. When he quote, and he quotes this, when the shamish goes, he should close his mouth until he gets back, and then he'll eat it, when he gets back. Sha'asal echo b'shtei chaburos. And he quotes that from the Mishnah and the Rashi. V'yem kein l'daito, according to Rashi. Because of Chshad. The Rambam has a different Chshad. It's not because of Chshad, as we pointed out. But it has to do with he has Korban Pesach in his mouth. And he can't eat it when he's going to another Chabura. And then he's Ochel. One second. It's if it's in his mouth, isn't that outside? The Iyamrita Isr Hotsa Hu im hu chutzla chabura af below chabura cheres. And if you want to say that the Isr is just going out of his chabura, even without going to another chabura, it's already nifsal. Imke takef shahalach me chabura shalo, v'ochel b'fiv, nifsala chaticha shabatok piv. It's already nifsal. The kaimala nifsal b'yotze chutzla chabura, v'over al basar b'sadeh v'chulu. V'imkein heich yachol lecho b'chazaroso lechabura. Oh, so what if he closes his mouth? How can he eat it when he's back, when he goes back to his chabura? Ubefiv, havigamkein otsa. You want to say, oh, it's not called otsa if it's in his mouth? Why not? That's a normal way of taking something out. Look at Mesechta Shabbos about carrying. Elavadai, eno nikra, hotsa'a, heinla inyan isser, heinla inyan ipsal biyotse. El biyotse, the chabura cheres. It must be that the Rambam holds that there's no nipsal yotse if it just goes out of your chabura, only if it goes into a different chabura. Vim kein kan, lo yetzi ha-shamash v'chaticha shebefil l'chabura cheres, ki ha-mecham omeid be'emsa. Odas ha-rambam v'chulu, and he continues, al-kein sorach l'farish, the mozik gam l'chabura cheres. Okay, that's the diak that the Minchas Sunach has from our Rambam. Okay. We continue. Va'akala ofechas b'nevo chelas. Akala also is allowed to turn her face if she wants to beat Sanua. She doesn't like all the attention and she wants to eat a little more privately. She can do that as well. Good. Says the Gemara. Ksiv, lo sesmina b'ayis b'nevo basar chutza. The pasuk says, one pasuk says, don't take it out from the house outside. Ein li ela chutz labayis. I might think that the Isser of Yotze, of Korban Pesach, was only outside the house. Chutz l'chabura minayin. How do I know even outside the group, even within the house? Tamalom lo sotzi, continues, dot, 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 chutzah. You don't need the word chutzah. The whole word chutzah is extra, explains the Korban Eita. Kra yaseirahu, de memela shaminan, midachsev lo sotzi. Right? So just don't take it out. So it must be that chutzah is even just outside the chabura within the same house. Amar biyud, mikad, shem hotzi, chutz l'chabura, shum ischaif. Good. Amar Bimana Yomar Kraya Lo Sosi Chusa. Bimana says, okay, so why didn't the Pasuk just say don't take it out? Va'anan Amrin, and we would hold im chutz lechabura shu mischayev lo kol shei chutz labayis. So if you just say out and you understand that Torah Shel Peh to mean outside the group, obviously outside the house. So what do you even have to say outside the house for? So again, you might say, I what about Eino Shemin Adin? I mean, if you're going to give Malkus, maybe that's why they're. This is a specific pasuk. Because if it's just based on Kal V'Chomer, as we know, ain onesh ben adin, you can't give a onesh based on a Kal V'Chomer. So it's unclear whether there's an answer given to this question or not. If there's no answer given, then you can give the answer of ain onesh ben adin. Unless you would say the Gemara doesn't say that because this isn't really a Kal V'Chomer in the normal sense. Maybe this is more of what we call a gilui milsa. Sometimes something looks like a Kal V'Chomer, but it's really a gilui milsa, which means not that it's an external Kal V'Chomer factor A and Kal V'Chomer factor B from without, but the Kal V'Chomer, it's really being megala that within the halacha that the Torah already says is included this halacha. We'll see if, hopefully there'll be time to review that Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah, the beginning of this, Tumas Meis, that discusses this balance of Kal V'Chomer and Gilui Milsa. But first let's continue. Rabbi Imi, Boy, so some say this is an answer to the question. The Korban Eita says this is an answer to the question, that the, you need, the pasuk to violate with two lavin. And others say this is a separate question. Rabbi Yimi Boy, Hoti Mechabur Lachabura Bishnei Batim. So that's the girsa of the Karban Aida. If you take it from one chabura, like our case, you have two chaburas in a house. So that's one iser. What if you have two chaburas in two houses? You split the Karban Pesach into two groups, and they went into two houses. So how many aveiros is that? So chayev shtayim. So that's what the Pesach is teaching me, that I would be chayev two in that case. Mishum lo sotzi min abayis, u mishum lo sotzi chutza. So what's the extra Pesach teaching me? To violate two lavim if you go outside the house, and it's another chabura, so then it'll be two aveiros. Period. Nimnu al ha-Pesach hotzi echad kizayis chayev. If there's a group that were nimna on the Pesach, and they're sitting, and they're going to eat their Karban Pesach in a certain place, and then one of them goes out. Unclear exactly, is this only after they started eating, or even before they started eating, after they decided where to eat? Not 100% clear. Sounds like even before they start eating. So nimno lepesach hotzi echad kizayis chayev. If one of them goes out with a kizayis, so then they are chayev for ipsul yotzei. Shnayim shlosha, but if two or three of them all of a sudden leave, peturin, then they're pater. Mipreisha b'nei chaburasan ruin li'mashech etzlan. Because who says that the one is leaving the group? Two or three are leaving, and maybe the rest of the group are going to follow them. Right? So maybe they're not yotzei. Right? Ruin li'mashech etzlan. El shein over ba'aseh, but they do violate the aseh of eating, of a person eating in two places. Right? So that kind of sounds like they already started eating. Right? They said, it says in the Babayis Echad Ye Achel, Shlo Yehe Adam Ochel, B'shnei Mekomos, the drush is, so Tanakama says, one person goes out, he violates the assay and the los assay. Two or three people go out, it's only the assay, not the los assay. Why would he be Mechalik? The Gemara will ask. Uk Rabbi Shimon, Afilo Basein on over him. And Rabbi Shimon would say, no, there's no even assay in that case. Because Rabbi Shimon would hold, you can eat the Karban Pesach in two places, as we'll see. Titania. Alabatam asher yochlo, so bahem. Bahem is plural in them. Alamed. Shah Pesach nechal b'shnei makomos. This teaches me that the Karban Pesach could be eaten in two places. Meaning, you could have two groups from one Karban Pesach and they could split it up. Yochalaf ochlov you ochlo so b'shnei makomos. You might think that the eaters, people, one person could eat in two different places. Tamalomar b'bayis echal yechel. No, one house. So you can split up the Karban Pesach into two groups and then they each respectively could eat in one place. But they can't mix and match. Okay, tzad. Pesach nechal b'shnei makomos, vein ochlov ochlin also b'shnei makomos. The Tanakhama holds. Karban Pesach, you can split it into two groups. That's fine. But the eaters, you can't eat it. Nobody can eat it in two different places. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af ochlov ochlin also b'shnei makomos. Rabbi Shimon says, yeah, no, even in two places. Rabbi Shimon says, you can start the Karban Pesach in one place and move to another place. Mama Kaim Rabbi Shimon b'vayis echad ye ochel. What does Rabbi Shimon do with one house? You can't eat it. Shlote chabura mitzaso ochelas befrimu mitzaso ochelas bachutz. You shouldn't have one group half eating it in and half eating it out. Actually, the whole idea of today's daf and these sugyas, the Karban Pesach has a big focus on units, of units and group and not mixing. There's the unit of the family, right? The psukim say in Shmos, the unit of the house, the unit of the chabura, and then you have, you remember the psukim of the source for three groups in the Azara, Kahal, Eda, Yisrael. So all different types of groups are the focus of Karban Pesach, unlike all other karbanos, don't have such a halacha. Good. Continue a little more, and then we'll go back. Yachid Shosi, the next two lines are taken out by the Karban Eda, but the Pnei Moshe has it. Yachid, one person, Shosi, Kizai Skos Lachabura, one person could take a kizayis out because the whole chabura could be nimshach after him. So really mashach etzlo niftar milosa. Say there's no aveira there. So the Karban Eda take this out. We just did the opposite. One person can't leave. Only two or three people can leave. So the Karban Eda, the Pnei Moshe suggests yachid here. It means a special yachid. If you have an adam chashuv. One person, so then, if it's a case where the whole chabura might go after their adam chashuvs, then it wouldn't be a problem either. If it's a case where it's possible that nimshach, ruyim limashach, let's flow, they might go over. Period. The Gemara has one more question related to this. Rabbi Chiya Barba Ba'i, Lamalik Rabbi Shimon. Why does it say that the Gemara said that if one person, if two or three people leave, they don't violate the los asay, but they do violate the bit del asay of eating it in one place, and only Rabbi Shimon would say there's no asay? I feel like Rabbana. What do you mean? Even the Rabbana. Why should it even be an assay? If two or three people leave and you say that they could, the rest of the group could go to them, Why should they even be in Isra Aseh? I feel like Rabbanim, B'nei Shebedecha Barasa, really Mashach Atzlan, Nifter Milosa, Fasei Lo Yiyu. Right? So even the Aseh, there shouldn't be. So why should there be a chilek between the two? Period. Not eating it in two groups, not eating it in two places. You eat in one place, don't go up and, it might be a part of the Tam HaMitzvah, might be Mitzad Derech Eretz, right? Where you eat, you're not supposed to eat on the run. You're not supposed to go from one place to another place. You sit down, you eat in one place, and you finish, and you make a bracha Rishona, and you make a bracha Achrona. Don't move around. There are numerous halachas within the Karban Pesach process that the Mefarshim point out have to do with this idea of teaching us Derech Eretz and teaching us how to be an am with, appropriate etiquette and manners. Right, the Sefer HaChinuch we mentioned already about breaking the bones of the Karban Pesach. Don't break the bones. Don't eat like a ravenous animal. Eat softly. Eat appropriately with Derech Eretz. The Beis Shachachma talks about this as well in Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel. Talks about it in two, gives two pshatim. It says that's the pasuk of taking the seah on the 10th. Ba'asar l'chodesh hazeh v'yichu lohem ish seh l'veis avos. Sela bias. Take it on the 10th. So we haven't, mentioned this, but in the Meshach Chachma yet, in this Pesachla. Zem mecho mei ba'asar, ve'ein Pesach doras mecho mei ba'asar. As the Mechota says, only it's a special din of Pesach that year, that you have to designate the current Pesach 4 days before and tie it to the bed. Nir'eh ba, od ta'amim, shepesach mitzrayim haye mecho mei ba'asar. Let me give other reasons, besides the reason of Ratzel Lazakos, as you saw, they didn't have any mitzvahs, or they want to check it for 4 days for Mumin. So other reasons. Ki hashgacha ratzta la'asosam goy mitsuyan bini musav. Hashem wanted to make this nation mitsuyan bini musav. Right, that means an appropriate behavior, manners. You might translate it as v'yu re'uyim la'anhaga misudara u'misneheges tachas giduleha. And they would be ra'uy and ready to have a hashgacha in an orderly way under its leaders. V'yichul la'atzor ba'ad ma'aviyei levavam v'resen tavas nafsham. And they would show self-restraint. And they would show the ability to be kovesh their yetzer with taivas that they have to, and put a resen, put a muzzle, so to speak. V'yinagu b'mishtar chazak, and it says here in the brackets of the Meshach Chachma, discipline. And they will be disciplined. Lachain, kashi shokul kulam lios chafshi. So when all of them want to run out and be free, v'yad Hashem yisbarach ki yamdu b'chari Mitzrayim b'nei pachad divrei Moshe b'shem Hashem al nafsho seyem. And they knew, the Meshach Chachma adding in narrative here that we don't have explicitly, the Hashem knew that the firstborns would start a civil war. They will hear that there'll be a Bakas Bacharos, and Paro will say no. They'll start a civil war because they're nervous. They trust Moshe. V'yavo el Moshe. V'yalachamu ba'ad nafsham im chel Paro. Right? The civilians would start fighting with Paro. V'yirbu chalolim al Pesach platin shel Paro. And there'll be plenty of casualties at the doorway of the palace of Paro. V'oz. And again, this is all the Meshach Chachma adding into narrative to the story. V'yaz ki yelchu miyaz l'daber negdam. So Bnei Yisrael can leave right then and there. Who's going to stop them from leaving? Well, let's just run out. Right? The answer is no. You don't run out until you're told to go run out. U'bekol zeh kol zman shelo yishmu b'moshe v'yaron lo leches beskin paro lo yazuzu mimkomam. They're not going to leave, even though they could. V'zeh chinuch chazak la'atzor berucham ka'es hazos. Right? This is strong education to hold on and to control themselves, not just do whatever you want to do. And then you'll be roi to get this type of hanhaga. So this is in the general. Don't run out and do whatever you want, right? And that's why the already take it from the 10th, and everybody's realizes what's happening, and their gods are tied to the bed. O nira, and another idea is written here. Also, stay home and gather the sheep, because then you could realize who amongst the Jewish people, who amongst Am Yisrael, don't have sheep. Who don't have sheep tied to their beds? There are over 600,000 men above 20. There 2 million people. And most of them were poor. You think they had enough for goats? The Yisrichim lechol basar tzli. They all had minayim shelo hayulahem. Where they have it? So that's why mishchu mishiyeshlo kachu mishayemlo. Whoever had would take. Whoever doesn't have, mean the rich have to support. And that also is teaching them to society to take care of each other. Right? So that's also the Meshech Chachma has it by Mishklu Kachu and not running out and don't break the bones. Again, personal and national responsibility. So this also might have to be part of it. Don't eat in two places. Eat in one place, sit down, and finish eating. Okay, next. Shamish Achal, back to the Gemara. Shamish Achal Kezayis Vuhu Betzadatanor. What about this waiter who goes next to the oven where the Karban Pesach is roasting, and all of a sudden he eats a Kezayis. He eats a Kezayis away from his the rest of his group. Uh-oh. So what do you do? You can't split up one group into different places. So if he's smart, then he should just finish everything he's going to eat from the Karban Pesach right then and there. Right, because he's not going to be able to go back to his group and finish it. He already ate in this spot. If the rest of the group realizes what happened, it's not a tanner. They can come eat where he ate, next to the tanner. And if not, they could give him the rest of whatever he needs for his kezayis, and he could eat there, and then they could eat in their place. So you see from this brisa that one group can eat in two different places. One person can't eat in two different places, but one group can. So who is that like? So Taman Amrin over there in the Babylonians, the Babylonian rabbis said the fact that you can split into two different groups, but each person can eat in two different places. That's going to be Rabbi Shimon Amrin, or it's our gears is Rabbi Shimon, but we're going to say that's Amrin Rabbi Yehudahi. Right, that's going to be Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because as we'll see, Rabbi Shimon holds a person can eat in two places, but the group can't split. But here it says that a shamash could eat alone from his kvutza, from his group. So it must be like Rabbi Yehuda. As we'll see, that's the girsa. So Taman Amrin Rabbi Yehuda, in the Bnei Bavel said this is like Rabbi Yehuda shita velo shamin, and they did not hear the following. Dam Rabbi Hila, Rabbi As, Rabbi Isir, Belazar b'shem Rabbi Oshia. The following would allow this price to be even according to Rabbi Shimon. Why? Hakomo debetchila shem cholkin. Everybody agrees before you start eating that you can split up. Before you start eating, you can split up. Even Rabbi Shimon, who says that a group can't split up, will say before they start eating, they can split up. So again, that's how Rabbi Shimon could even be like this brisa, because he could split up before they start eating. Besof Shein and Cholkin. Once they started eating together, then they can't split up, because, one person can eat in two places. Ma plegin, b'shayo yoshvin va'ochlin. What's the difference if they're sitting and eating? Upak ale nakara. What if the house started collapsing? The ceiling started collapsing after they started eating. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Okrin Hein Chalkan, Vokhan Makam Acher. The whole group could get up and eat in a different place. Because Rabbi Shimon says, Rabbi Shimon holds against what we said before. Rabbi Shimon holds a group could eat, you could eat the Karban Pesach in two different places, but one group can't split up. Rabbanan Amr in Okrin, it's a Chalkan, Vokhan Makam Acher. Rabbanan would say they can't do it. That would be enough community between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. But again, according to this halacha, then the first price could even be Rabbi Shimon, not just Rabbi Yehuda. Getting back to the earlier halacha, if one person leaves the group, then he's chayev. If two or three people leave the group, then they're going to be pater. So 1 second, says the Gemara, even if one person leaves the group, it shouldn't be an isser with chayev. Why? Because maybe other people would join him. Maybe we should say he's not chayev hosa'a until after he actually leaves and eats. If he eats from the group, eats from the outside, so then fine. Because then nobody's joining him. It's already too late. So Gemara says, okay, you're right. The Gemara has a day. Yeah, you're right. Psul Yotze, he's not Chayev Malkus for Yotze until he actually eats. Because until that point, maybe other people will join him, and then it'll end up he won't be Yotze. Amar Reb Zeura V'tani Tamon. But 1 second. Didn't we learn in the following? Yachet Chosi Kizayis Chos Lachabur Chayev. The Brisa says, a yachid that's motzi, he's chayiv. V'lo pasal aspo b'nei chaburaso. And he doesn't pasal himself from returning to his chabura. 1 second. Afilo amra, afilo loachal. That must mean that he didn't eat yet. Because if he ate yet, it'll be too late to come back to his chabura. And it says that he's chayiv. So it doesn't mean he didn't eat. Inti mar achal, if he already ate, v'amali lo pasal aspo b'nei chaburaso. If he ate already, if he ate a kazayas outside, then he should pasal himself. He already ruined it. But the Brisa says he can still go back. So doesn't that mean that he didn't eat yet? And it already says you're chayiv yotze? Reb Yosa, no. Maybe he's chayiv only if he ate. How could he go back? The answer is because whatever he ate was already nifsal. Kiva shotzio psalo. Once he took it out, he pasled it. So afilo achal, devar pasal achal. It's like he ate anything else. He didn't eat Karban Pesach. But he didn't carry pesach because he already was, it was already nipsal, biyotze. So says the Gemara, there's no raya, to the din that even, he had to eat it. Even without eating it, he would still be able to come back because it's nifsal right when he goes out. So it could be that the chiyuv is right away. But again, we said earlier that maybe misvara, it should be only up until he ate because otherwise other people could join him. Vaida amarda, where do we learn that the current Pesach is nifsal right when it's yotzei? Yeshover for the following brisa. Yeshover achar shover ve'emotzi achar motzi. You could violate breaking the bones twice or three times. There are a lot of bones. So if you break them more than one break, then you can have yeshover achar shover. But the brisa says, once you're violate yotzi, you can't be violated again. Ve'emotzi achar motzi. So why would that be? So don't we think it's because right when a piece goes out, it's nifsal, so you can't violate with that piece anymore. Hada amra, kivan shehotzi opsalo. Isn't that what emotzi achar motzi means? Because right when you take it out the first time, it's already nifsal? So Gemara says, maybe not. Ohada amra, hamotzi in a chayav atshashi yochal. No, maybe the point is that the Brice is not saying that, not a support for abyosa, that it's nifsal right away. Maybe there's not upsal yotzi until after the second time. Right, not that it's already nifsal after the first time, right? Maybe just after the second time, right? And that's why emotzi achamotzi, not that you're violate the first time, you violate the second time once you take it out and then you don't bring it back and you eat it, right? That's the, so there's no raya from that line that there will be a psul yotze right away. No raya, maybe there's a raya, maybe there isn't a raya, but that's where we stop. Pshita. Okay, we're up to pshita. I guess we'll have to stop there and we will continue next time.